Monday of Holy Week. Today's theme, God appreciates your sacrifices. On Jesus' calendar, when today's gospel passage from John chapter 12 verses 1 through 11 took place, it's 1 week before the most difficult day of his life. He knows what's ahead. He's been dropping not so subtle hints to his disciples. So how could he sit there so peacefully at the dinner party? If we study the lives of saints who knew they were about to be martyred, we notice a trend. They all approached their deaths peacefully and joyfully. How did they do that? I believe it's a special grace. The Holy Spirit gives martyrs a supernatural gift of joy to help them endure the pain. Jesus is a perfect example of this. Instead of worrying about Friday, he stayed in the present moment to enjoy his friends. These people were the Father's arms embracing him, nourishing him, affirming him, and anointing him in a most profound gift of generous love. Jesus also experienced the Father's encouragement and compassion through the Scriptures, which he knew very well. Read today's first scripture from Isaiah chapter 42 verses 1 through 7 and the responsorial Psalm chapter 27 verses 1 through 3 and 13 through 14, the way Jesus would have used it for personal encouragement. See how the Father ministered to his Son in those words. What sacrifice are you making that needs the Father's affirmation? What have you given up that is near and dear to you, entrusting yourself to the concern of God? How are you making a difference in this world by offering yourself, your life, to God's kingdom? The Father is very pleased with you and is encouraging you and comforting you. Mary's love for Jesus was so intense and so profound that she anointed the feet of Jesus in an awe-inspiring way. She sacrificed her pride to give this gift to Jesus despite the ridicule of others. She looked silly drying his feet with her hair, but she didn't mind. Some understood her love, others did not. In her mind, her love for Jesus was all that mattered, and in return, he praised her. Do we love Jesus that much? Consider the ways that you anoint others with the sacrifices you make and the gifts you offer. Whatever we do for others, we are doing it for Jesus. We can't perfume his actual feet, but he does visit us every day in every person we meet. How is your love perfuming their lives? To strengthen your ability to love, identify how, in the sacrifices you've been making, the Father has been giving you his affirmation and appreciation. Write it down as if the Father is giving you a personal letter of thanks. In remembrance of his love for you, bless and anoint someone today with sacrificial love, passionate love, in order to give Jesus an intensely profound gift. Sometimes, without our knowing it, the person we bless is about to experience his or her own painful Friday.